Leviticus chapter 18. Then the Lord spoke to Moses, saying, Speak to the Israelites, and say to them, I am the Lord your God. You must not do as they do in the land of Egypt, where you have been living. And you must not do as they do in the land of Canaan, into which I am bringing you. You shall not walk according to their statutes. You must obey my rules and keep my statutes by walking in them. I am the Lord your God. You must keep my statutes and my regulations. If anyone does so, he will live by keeping them. I am the Lord. None of you shall approach any close relative to have sexual relations. I am the Lord. You shall not expose your father's nakedness by having sex with your mother. She is your mother. You should not have sexual relations with her. You must not have sexual relations with your father's wife. It would expose your father's nakedness. You must not have sexual relations with your sister, whether your father's daughter or your mother's daughter, whether born in the same household or in a different one. You must not have sexual relations with your son's daughter or your daughter's daughter, for their nakedness violates your own nakedness. You must not have sexual relations with the daughter of your father's wife. Born to your father, she is your sister. You must not have sexual relations with your father's sister. She is your father's close relative. You must not have sexual relations with your mother's sister, for she is your mother's close relative. You must not expose the nakedness of your father's brother by having sexual relations with his wife. She is your aunt. You must not have sexual relations with your daughter-in-law. She is your son's wife. Do not have sexual relations with her. You must not have sexual relations with your brother's wife. It would expose your brother's nakedness. You must not have sexual relations with a woman and her daughter. You must not have sexual relations with either her son's daughter or her daughter's daughter. They are close relatives. It is wickedness. You must not marry a woman and then marry her sister as a rival wife, having sexual relations with her while your wife is still living. You must not have sexual relations with a woman during her menstrual period of uncleanness. You must not have sexual relations with your neighbor's wife to defile yourself with her. You must not give any of your children as a sacrifice to Moloch, so that you do not profane the name of your God. I am the Lord. You must not have sexual relations with another man as one does with a woman. It is detestable. You must not have sexual relations with an animal to defile yourself with it, nor must any woman offer herself to an animal to have sexual relations with it. It is a perversion. Do not defile yourselves with any of these things, for with all these types of things the nations that I am driving out before you have defiled themselves. Because the land has been defiled, I am bringing punishment for its iniquity. So the land will vomit out its inhabitants. But you must keep my statutes and regulations, and must not offer any of these detestable acts, neither the native citizen nor the foreigner who resides among you. For all these detestable acts were done by the people who inhabited the land before you, and the land became defiled. So that the land does not also vomit you out when you defile it, just as it vomited out the people who lived there before you. For whoever does any of these detestable acts, even the people that do them, will be cut off from among their people. So you must obey my charge and not practice any of these detestable customs that were practiced before you, so that you do not defile yourselves by them. I am the Lord your God.